So, Lord, we're thankful again for the faithfulness of our God.
主啊，我们再次向上感恩为我们神的信实。
We move from circumstance to circumstance. We're often alarmed. We're often distressed. But our God remains faithful.
所以我们的情况是在不断的变化的。有时候呢，我们会有压力，有时候我们会有苦难，但是我们的神却是信实的。
And we're thankful for that, Lord. We pray that you'll just help us again today.
我们非常感恩，所以呢，我们祷告今天您再次帮助我们。
We're going to study your word, Lord, but the only way we can learn is if you teach us by the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，我们要学习您的话，但是呢，我们唯一的可以学的方式呢，就是您通过圣灵的大能来教导我们。
And so, Lord, this afternoon we're praying again that you will speak to our hearts and teach us those things we need to know.
所以今天下午我们再次祷告，您会对我们的心灵说话，然后让我们去学到那些我们应该学的东西。
And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们祈求这些所有的奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Well, again, good to see you all. We have been... Go ahead.
再次欢迎大家。
We have been studying in the book of Philemon.
我们上个星期学的腓利门书。Philemon,
that little book just before we get to Hebrews.
所以呢，这个腓利门是一本小书，就是刚刚在希伯来书之前。And
the story of Philemon is that Philemon lived in the city of Colossae, where the Colossian Christians lived.
所以这个故事发生在呢，这个腓利门，他生活在哥罗西，哥罗西就是当时那些哥罗西的信徒们住的地方。
He lived there, verse 2, with his wife Apphia and his son Archippus.
因为这里呢，他和他的妻子亚菲亚，他的儿子亚基布住在一起。
And there was an assembly in their home. They had a house church.
因为在他家里呢有个教会，他们有个家庭教会。
And so Paul spent some time with them. They were good friends. Paul probably led Philemon to the Lord.
因为使徒保罗呢跟他们。 待过一段时间，极大的可能呢，是保罗带领他们信主的。And
then Paul ends up going to Rome. He ends up in prison in Rome. And while he's in prison, he leads a young man to the Lord whose name is Onesimus.
然后使徒保罗去了罗马，罗马呢就被关进了监狱，在监狱里呢，他就也是领导那个叫欧尼西姆的人信了主。And
so we read last week the verse 10, which says, I appeal to you for my son Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains.
在第十节里，我们上次是读的，就是为我的捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。So
you've got these two men, Philemon and Onesimus, and both of them are friends of Paul.
那现在有两个人，一个人是腓利门，一个人是阿尼西姆，他们两个都是使徒保罗的朋友。And
then verse 11 says, formerly Onesimus was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me.
就是一句说呢，那个欧尼西姆从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。And
so the story is that Onesimus and Philemon knew one another.
那这个事实呢，就是。 欧尼西姆和腓利门呢，他们互相都认识。
And in particular, as we will see, Onesimus was a servant or a slave to Philemon.
现在我们下面就会读到，实际上呢，那个安尼西姆呢，就是腓利门的仆人或者是奴隶。
The problem was that Onesimus was a runaway slave.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个问题就是欧尼西姆呢，他是一个逃跑的奴隶。
And instead of staying with Philemon as a servant, Onesimus probably ran away and probably stole from Philemon when he ran away.
因为那个欧尼西姆呢，他不待在那里做他奴隶，但是他却跑了。他跑的时候呢，可能从腓利门那里还偷了一些东西。
So Philemon was probably pretty upset with Onesimus. May have said, if I get my hands on that guy, I'm going to throw the book at him. This isn't right. He cheated me. He did me wrong.
如果说呢，我再一次看到他，我会往他脸上扔一本书，因为他骗了我，他又逃跑了。
So you can imagine the story when when Paul leads Onesimus to the Lord in prison back in Rome, and they start talking, and Onesimus says, you know, I was a bad man. I was a runaway slave from a man in Colossae by the name of Philemon. Paul says, I know Philemon. And they two come together.
你们大家可能记得这个故事，当时呢，安尼西姆在罗马的监狱里碰到保罗的时候呢，保罗带领他现在主，然后他们有一个谈话。那个，欧尼西姆说呢，我是一个坏人，我是一个逃跑的奴隶，我是在哥罗西逃出来的。我的以前的主人叫腓利门，那个保罗说，腓利门，我认识他。The
question now is, what are we going to do? You've got a Christian boss. You've got a Christian servant. The servant steals from the boss before he's a Christian. Now they're both Christians. What are you going to do?
那问题就是我们现在应该怎么做呢？ 你有一个基督徒的老板，有个基督徒的奴隶，所以这个奴隶呢，他实际上是从他的主人那里逃跑的。逃跑了以后呢，他偷了那他主人东西，在他成为基督徒之前。那现在呢，他们两个都成为基督徒的，他这个关系怎么办呢？怎么处理？
Some people say, well, the best thing to do under those circumstances is just forget about it. Let the past be the past. Don't worry about it. Forget about the whole thing.
因为大部分人就说呢，啊，就不要去管它，过去的就过去了，不要再去把那些事儿又挑出来。But
the Apostle Paul says, no, a man has the responsibility to make good what he did that was wrong. Onesimus, you take the money and you go back to Philemon and you tell Philemon that you're sorry.
实际上呢，使徒本的说不是这样的。我们基督徒呢，应该去面对这样的问题。所以对安尼西姆说呢，安尼西姆，你要回到你的主人那去，我给你一些钱，你带到钱，把钱还给你的主人，然后跟他说对不起。
And I think Onesimus probably said, well, that would be good, Paul, but unfortunately, I owe Philemon a lot of money, and I don't have enough money to pay him back.
因为我认为那个安尼西姆跟那个使徒保罗说啊，那这个太好了，但是我只欠了那个腓利门很多的钱，我根本付不起这个债。
So what are you going to do then?
那下一步怎么办呢？
And so Paul says, this is what we're going to do, Onesimus. I'm going to write a letter to Philemon, and you take that letter and go back to Philemon.
所以有人使徒保罗这么说，说安尼西姆，我们这样做吧，我给你写封信，然后你去见腓利门，把这封信带给他。
And Onesimus probably said, well, frankly, I'm too embarrassed to do that. I can't. How can I go back to that man? I don't want to do that.
因为我认为安德西姆说呢，啊，这么做呢，对我来说太尴尬了，我不想回去，我也不想再去见到腓力门。
Paul says, all right, Philemon, or Onesimus, I will write a letter, you take it back, and I'm going to tell Philemon what I think in the letter. So this is what he decides to do, verse
12.
He says, Philemon, I am sending Onesimus back to you. He is my very heart, or he is my very son.
实际上呢，他就跟那个腓力门说，腓力门，我现在要打发那个安西姆亲自回到你那里去，他是我心上的人，这个意思呢，就是说，他是我的儿子。
I'm sending him to you in the same way I would if his name was Paul Jr. He is my son. I'm sending him back to you as my son.
所以呢，我就是说呢，我派安西姆去呢，就像我派那个我的儿子，他的名字叫小保罗那样去。所以呢，他从这个意义上呢，我派他去，就相当于是派我的儿子去了。
He says in verse 13, I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I'm in chains here in prison for the gospel.
就是三节继续说呢，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我。
So he says, actually, Philemon, what I would like to have him stay here and help me just as you would stay here and help me if you were not in Colossae, but if you were in Rome.
实际上呢，他这里讲的就是说呢，我实际上宁愿把那个安西莫留在这里来伺候我，就像说，如果腓力门你能够，你不是住在哥罗西尼，而是住在罗马的时候，你像那样，我愿意他像你那样来伺候我。So
Philemon must have been a very zealous believer, because Paul says, I know, Philemon, that if you were here in Rome, you would help me.
所以腓力门呢，可能是一个非常的，那一定是一个非常热心的基督徒，因为使徒保罗说呢，如果你在罗马的话，你一定能帮助我。And
so he says, I would like to just say to Onesimus, listen, you stay here, you help me, and everything will be fine.
所以呢，实际上这个意思就是说呢，我跟安西莫说呢，你待在这里，你待在这里呢，帮助我，所以一切都会没问题。But
then he says in verse 14, I did not want to do anything without your consent.
第十四节就是说，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行。So
he said, you and I, Philemon, we're really good friends. And I just thought it would be nice. I'll just keep your servant here. He can help me. You'll be happy with that conclusion. But he says, no, I don't want to do anything without your consent, Philemon.
这样的意思就是呢，使徒保罗跟腓力门说，腓力门呢，我们两个是好朋友，所以呢，我是非常愿意把安尼西姆留在这里帮助我的。 但是我却呢，不知道你愿不愿意，所以呢，在你不同意的情况下呢，我不会这么做。So
this is an interesting story of reconciliation.
所以这是一个非常有趣的故事，关于重归于好的。How
do you bring the two parties together? Philemon, the offended, Onesimus, the offender, Paul, the arbitrator, to bring those two together.
你怎么样处理这样一种关系呢?
那个腓尼门呢，他是被冒犯的，那个安尼西门呢是冒犯腓尼门的，然后那个使徒保罗他在中间说情的，就是他们两个这样一个关系，怎么让他这两个人放在一起呢？
Paul basically says, I know that you respect me so much that frankly, if I told you what to do, both of you would do it.
于是他们跟腓尼门说，那腓尼门呢，我知道你非常尊敬我，所以如果我告诉你和安尼西姆去做什么，你们两个都会去做的。
But reconciliation requires that people come together voluntarily and that they make peace together on a voluntary basis. And therefore, he says, I won't do anything, Philemon, without your consent.
所以两个人如果要重归于好的，必须是在自愿的基础上。自愿的呢，两个人要自愿的待在一起。自愿的回来，自愿的互相重归于好，所以他就跟腓利门说，说如果没有你的同意，我不会这么做的。
So he says, I won't do that because I want anything you do, any favor you do that would be good, I want that to be spontaneous or willful on your part, not forced.
让他接着说呢，我这么做的目的呢，是叫你的善行不是出于勉强。
Then he says, perhaps the reason that he left you, he was separated from you for a little while, was that you might have him back for good or forever.
第十五节就是说呢，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
All right, so I want you to go back to verse 11 now. And it says this, formerly he was useless to you, but now he's become useful both to you and to me.
大家可以回头看看第十一节，第十一节是这么说，他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。
His name Onesimus actually means useful or profitable. So he had a really good name.
一个非常好的名字。
And he went to Philemon one day and he said, I would like a job. I will work for you. My name is profitable and I will be a good servant.
有人有一天呢，他跑去找腓尼门说呢，我想要找一份工作。但是我的名字呢，就是有用的、有益处的，所以你最好是请我做。
Of course, he wasn't profitable. He was just a cheat.
当然了，他并不是有益处，他只是一个欺骗者。
Now Paul says he's become a Christian, and he's going to live up to his name to be profitable now.
于是，保罗说呢，现在呢，他安尼西姆呢，成为了基督徒，所以他就要像。他的名字那样有用有益处。
So in verse 15, Paul says, perhaps the reason that Onesimus was separated from you for a little while was that you might get him back forever.
然后呢，使徒保罗就在第十五节里说呢，安尼西姆暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他。
And he will become profitable to you. He was unprofitable before, but now he's become a Christian. He'll be profitable to you. You welcome him back.
那实际上呢，安尼西姆现在呢，他对你是有益处的。在他成为基督徒之前呢，他是对你没有益处的。所以，但是他已经成了基督徒，他就会对你有益处。所以你要欢迎他回来。
And then in verse 16, he says, welcome him back no longer as a slave or a servant, but better than a slave. Welcome him back as a dear brother.
第十六节说，那你要欢迎他回来，他回来不再是奴仆了，而是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟。
Well, Philemon says, frankly, he wasn't a very good brother. He was a scoundrel. He cheated me. He stole lots of money from me. How can I welcome him back as a brother?
他骗了我，他说我今天偷了很多钱，我怎么可能欢迎他回来，就像欢迎兄弟那样的？
But you know, in the family of God, there's all kinds of relationships, and we are brothers, even if one is a boss and another is a slave, even if one is wise and another is just not very wise at all, even if one has lots of abilities and the other doesn't, we're all brothers in the Lord. We're all sisters in the Lord, and we treat one another as brothers and sisters, even if one of us was very bad in the past.
所以说就像那使徒保罗说，在神的家里呢，我们就是弟兄弟姊妹，不管我们是在社会上是老板呢，还是跟雇员的关系，还是有些人比较聪明，有些人不比较不聪明，有些人呢比较那个有能力，有些人没怎么能力。但是呢，我们现在都来到了神的家里，离我们所有的人呢。 都是弟兄姊妹，不管你成为基督徒之前是个什么样的人，是个坏人，但现在我们成为基督徒，在神的家里，我们都是好弟兄、好姊妹。
He says, in the end of verse 16, he says, he's very dear to me, but even dearer to you. He's saying, I have found Onesimus to be a very, very good and helpful and profitable friend and brother in the Lord.
就是说呢，在我实在是如此，就是说，腓利门对我来说是一个亲爱的兄弟，何况在你呢？这也不是基于这是按肉体说，是按主说的，所以我们都是好弟兄，在主里的好弟兄。
And then he says, as a matter of fact, not only is he a brother dear and helpful to me, but he's even more helpful to you. He's been help to me, but he will be a greater help to you. Welcome him back.
然后呢，实际上使徒保罗说呢，他对我来说是有益处的，是他是一个很好的帮助者，他帮了我很多忙，所以呢，实际上他现在呢，对你，对腓利门也是有益处的。
The problem, of course, is that there's still the question of the outstanding money that Onesimus stole from Philemon.
现在呢，那个问题仍然存在，就是说呢，阿尼西姆呢，从腓利门那里偷了一大笔钱，这笔钱怎么办？
And it would be easy for Philemon and for Paul just to say, oh, well, forget about that. We won't. Onesimus can't pay it, so we'll just forget about it.
所以呢，如果这个事呢很容易解决呢，就是说使徒保罗和腓利门说呢，他说算了，这个债就免了，因为实际上阿尼西姆他是付不起这个钱的，这是一个容易的方法。
Paul says no. There was a lot of money involved. There was a loss that was incurred. Somehow we've got to deal with that.
所以使徒保罗说不能这样，因为呢这是一大笔钱，有些人呢，他有亏损，所以呢我们必须要来面对这个问题。
So he says in verse 17, Philemon, if you consider me to be a partner, welcome Onesimus back as you would welcome me.
所以第十七节使徒保罗跟腓利门说呢，腓利门若以我为伴，那就收了阿尼西姆，就像收了我一样。
It would be easy for Philemon to say, I'll forgive Onesimus, but I really don't ever want to see him again.
因为那个腓利门很容易说呢，我会饶恕他的，但是我不想再见。He could
have said it's easy to forgive, but I couldn't forget. If he's around, I'll just keep on saying he owes me that money. He owes me that money. He owes me that. I don't want that, Philemon said.
所以实际上腓利门说呢，也我要宽恕他呢是很容易的，但是如果他天天在我身边呢，我就会经常想起说，哎，这个人欠我一大笔钱，这个人欠我一大笔钱，所以我不想让他在我周围。
Paul says, listen, you welcome him back exactly as you would welcome me. If Paul went to Philemon's house, Philemon would throw his arms around him and say, oh, Paul, it's so good to see you. I remember all those good times, excuse me, that we had. I welcome you, Paul.
所以说呢，跟他说呢，腓利门呢，你就要像欢迎安妮西姆之前欢迎我一样，如果我去你家，你会上来给我一个大大的拥抱，然后跟我说，哎呀，石头宝宝太好了，见到你太好了，我记起来我们以前很多的我们之间美好的事，所以你要像那去欢迎安妮西姆。
Excuse me. Paul says,Philemon, I want you to welcome Onesimus just as you would welcome me.
于是他本来说呢，腓利门，我要你像欢迎我一样去欢迎安尼西姆。
And he says, and this is how you will do it. If he has done you any wrong or owes you any money, charge it to me.
这就是使徒保罗说的，腓利门，你这么去做。他若亏负了你，或是欠你很多钱什么的，这都可以归到我的账上。
Paul says Onesimus should pay you back the money. He should make good the things he did that were wrong, but he can't. So you just charge me instead.
于是这么说呢，安尼西姆呢，他应该去纠正他的错误。他如果欠你钱，他应该归还给你。但是现在呢，安尼西姆却没有钱还给你，所以你把这笔钱呢，这笔账呢，记到我身上。
Now a father often does that for a son.
所以通常的一个父亲呢，这样去对待他的儿子。
When I was 12 years old, I got a job.
当我还是12岁的时候呢，我找到了一份工作。
My job was to deliver fish and chips.To people who ordered the fish and chips from the store.
所以呢，他的工作呢，就是去送那个炸鱼片，炸鱼片呢，送到人家下了订单的人的家里去。
And I would get on my bicycle, I'd go to the store, I'd get the fish and chips, and then I would ride my bicycle to the place where they were ordered and get the money and go back to the store and get some chips for somebody else.
他的工作呢，就是他骑个自行车去到那个餐馆，在餐馆呢拿到那个炸的那个好的那个鱼块，然后送到那些订了炸鱼块的人的家里，然后再把钱拿回来拿到餐馆里，然后再从餐馆里往其他的订单的人里家里送炸鱼块。
One day when I got back to the fish and chip shop, I gave the people the money.And I was missing $2.
所以有一天呢，他回到那个炸鱼块的那个餐馆呢，他带回来了钱，但是钱呢却差两块钱。
They said, "Where's the $2?"
所以他们说那两块钱哪去了
？I said, "I don't know. I thought I had it. I went through all my pockets again. I couldn't find the $2."I had lost $2.
我说我不知道，我认为我有那两块钱，所以我把我的口袋所有的地方都搜遍了，我仍然没找到两块钱，所以我认为我丢了那两块钱。
They were very upset with me. They told me that I should not have lost the money. What is wrong? They were very angry.
所以呢，他们当时那些人就非常生气，说你不应该把这两块钱给弄丢了，所以他们非常气愤。
I said, "Oh, don't worry, I'll give you the $2."
我跟他们说说呀，别着急，我会给你那两块钱的。
They said, "How are you going to give us the $2? You don't have any money."
耶稣说你怎么可以给我两块钱因为你口袋里一分钱都没有。
I said to them, my dad's got $2. I'm going to go home and get the $2.
我说我爸爸有两块钱所以我会回家取两块钱回来给你。
So I got on my bicycle and I rode home and I told the story to my father and he reached into his pocket and he said, Harold, here's $2. You go back and give those people $2.
然后我就骑自行车回家了我把整个故事就给讲给我爸爸听了。我爸爸就说哎我口袋里有两块钱然后就给了我说你回去把这钱两块钱还给那些人。
So I walked in and I gave them the $2. And I thanked them very much and said goodbye. And they thanked me very much and said goodbye. I never went back to work for them again.
然后呢我就回去了把那两块钱还给那些人然后我说非常谢谢你们然后那些人呢也说非常谢谢我所以我跟他们说啊再见然后我再也不回那家餐馆工作了。
Well, it's a very good story because as a result of that story, I learned to count money very carefully.
也就是一个很好的故事。在这个故事里呢，我学会了要仔细的去数钱。
And I learned that I had a very loving father.
然后我同样学到了我有一个非常爱我的父亲。
So, the question I guess is,What did Paul do?
所以呢问题是呢我猜就是使徒保罗下一步会怎么做呢
Paul says, I know that Onesimus owes you money. I know that it's important that you get money. You tell me how much the money is and I will repay it.
所以呢我认为使徒保罗这么说他跟腓利门说我知道安尼西姆欠你的钱而且你也一定需要这笔钱所以呢你告诉我他到底欠了你多少钱我会替他还给你的。
Did Paul honor and love Onesimus?
所以呢那个使徒保罗尊重和爱安尼西姆吗
?Did Paul honor and love Philemon?
所以使徒保罗他爱和尊重腓利门吗
And the answer is yes. And he said, we're not going to leave these things outstanding. We're going to solve this problem. I will pay the debt.
其实这样呢事实是使徒保罗爱他们两个人。所以呢使徒保罗说这个问题呢我不会把它搁置在那里。我会把你们两个带在一起然后解决这个问题。
And then he goes on and he says, but I maybe should remind you how much you owe me, Philemon.
所以呢我认识的把他下一步是说会这样说腓利门啊这我在提醒你你欠我多少了
Philemon, how much do you owe Paul?
所以呢腓利门欠保罗多少钱
Philemon says, well, actually,If Paul hadn't told me about the Lord Jesus, I'd still be on my way to hell with my sins not forgiven.
因为腓利门这么去想，他说，如果使徒保罗没有跟我传讲主耶稣基督，我现在可能仍然是在我这个自己犯罪的罪的路上远离天堂。
Philemon, you owe Paul,Everything.
对啊，腓利门，你欠保罗很多。
Onesimus may owe Paul a few dollars, or Philemon a few dollars, but Philemon owes Paul everything.
所以呢，安尼西姆呢可能欠腓利门几块钱，但是呢，腓利门却欠保罗所有的一切。
So if my father had run into debt in his life, and he came to me and he said, Harold, could you give me $2? What would I have said?
因为如果他的爸爸呢欠了谁的债，他来到 Harold 面前说 ，Harold， 你能不能给我两块钱？我会怎么说呢
I'd have said, of course, Dad, I'll give you $2. But if his problem had been $2 million, I would have said, Dad, I'm going to work in order to help you pay. I want to pay off that $2 million because, Dad, I owe everything to you.
如果我爸爸跟我说还有着你能不能给我200万，我说哎呀200万呢，我现在没有，但是呢我可以去帮助你，我可以去拼命的工作，我帮助你把这200万的再还清，因为我欠你的实在太多了，我欠你一切。
My father was responsible for my very life. I'm here today because my father chose to be my father.
所以呢，我欠我父亲的一条命。如果就是因为我的父亲，所以他选择了做我的父亲，我才可以今天坐在这里跟你们讲道。
He's not just my physical father. He was my spiritual father too.
所以呢，他爸爸不光是他的生物上的父亲，同样是他属灵的父亲。
And if he hadn't told me about the Lord Jesus, in all probability, I would still be on my way to hell.
因为如果我的爸爸没有告诉我主耶稣基督，我今天可能仍然在通向地狱的路上狂奔。
So Paul says to Philemon, I'm willing to pay Onesimus' debt to you, but I want you to remember that you have a debt to me, and that is that if I hadn't told you about Jesus, you wouldn't have anything.
你认识的本子说呢，我知道啊，你心里的欠你的钱，但是呢，实际上你欠我的更多。如果我没有告诉你，主耶稣基督，你现在是一无所有。
So verse 20 says, I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ.
第二节说，兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并希望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。
So he's basically saying, you know that you owe me for everything. What I would like you to do, I would like you to give me something. I want you to do what is best for me and for my son Onesimus. I want you to forgive Onesimus.
于是德保罗跟那个腓利门说呢，腓利门啊，现在呢，你欠我的一切，你欠我很多，所以呢，我要你做一点点事儿。 让我快乐，这就是呢，你要接受啊，我和我的儿子阿尼西姆。So
that's the issue. How do we get reconciliation in the family of God?
所以这里的问题就是我们怎么样把在神的家里也让大家重归于好呢？
Answer, each one living up to the responsibility that he is required to live up to because he loves Jesus.
答案就是每个人呢，都把他自己的职责活出来，这样呢，他们每个人的职责呢，都是爱主耶稣基督。
So I had a friend, she's gone to heaven now. But she had a similar and interesting story.
所以她有一个朋友，那个朋友呢，现在已经去了天堂。她有一个跟这个类似的一个问题。She
lived a long time ago, and she had a husband and two children.
所以呢，她很早之前她活着的时候呢，她有一个丈夫和两个孩子。
Her husband was not a very good man.
所以她丈夫呢，并不是个好人。
He was a drunkard. He drank money. He built up lots of debts, and then he died.
所以呢，她丈夫呢是一个酗酒的人。 吸大量的酒，然后呢欠大量的债，然后他就死了。
She didn't really know what to do, but she heard about another friend of mine who was a preacher. And he told her about the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and she became a Christian.
所以呢，当时他不知道怎么办，然后呢，他也认识海尔的另外一个朋友，那个朋友是个传道人，然后他去找他，找他以后呢，他告诉呢他主耶稣基督，然后他就成为那个基督徒。
And so she became a woman of hope. She said, "This is wonderful. Jesus has saved me. He's forgiven my sins. Hallelujah."
所以呢，她就变成了一个有希望的妇女。她说呢，主耶稣基督爱我，主耶稣基督饶恕了我的罪，所以这是一个非常美的事儿，感谢主。
But she said, "I do have a problem. My husband left a lot of debts. What am I going to do about that?"
她说我现在确实就是有麻烦了，因为我的前夫我的丈夫欠了很多债，那我怎么办？
So she said, "You know, I know a little bit about clothes. I'm going to open a store that will sell women's clothes."
所以呢，她说呢，我对那个服装呢有一些了解，所以我准备开一个服装店，专卖妇女的衣服。
And she went to the man, to those whom her husband had owed the money, to whom her husband owed money, and she said, "I am going to operate this store, and out of the funds that I earn in the store, I am going to try to pay you all the money that my husband owed you."
所以呢，她就跑到去找她丈夫的债主，她说，我现在呢，准备开一个服装店，我这个服装店呢，如果赚的钱赚呢，我就会尝试着把我丈夫欠给你的所有的债还清。
And she prayed much that the Lord would help her, so I want you to tell me how the story ended.
所以她就不断的祷告，祈求主他来帮助她。我要你们大家告诉我这个故事结局是什么。
Well, the answer is that the store made a little bit of money, not a whole lot, but made a little bit of money, enabling her to pay off her husband's debts and to provide a nice house and a nice living for her son and her daughter and to retire early.
实际上呢，他那个服装店呢，赚了一点点钱，不是赚了很多钱，不是一大笔钱。但是她赚的那点钱呢，足够的还清她丈夫欠的债，而且也足够她和她的儿子和女儿去买一个很好的新房子，然后他们可以提前退休。
Like Philemon, sorry, like the story of Philemon, she said, "Somehow we've got to make right what was wrong." And she asked the Lord to give her enough money to pay off her husband's debts. And everybody said, "You've got a nice God."
实际上这是跟腓利门的故事是一样的。然后这个人呢，这个妇女呢，她就是说要纠正她过去她的丈夫所犯的错误，所以呢，她就请求主帮助她去还清她前丈夫欠的一切债。然后呢，她真的是做到了，所以其他人看见她说啊，你们的神真好。
Now Onesimus could have said, "I'm just going to run away."
所以那个阿尼西姆那时候我就跑了。
Paul could have said, "Onesimus, I can't do anything about it. It's your problem. You solve it."
所以呢，使徒保罗并没有这样跟安尼西姆说，安尼西姆，这是你自己的问题，我没有任何办法。
Philemon could have said, "I'm not going to settle this thing until I get the last penny."
所以呢，那个腓利门可能这样说，如果我不把每一分钱都要回来，这个问题解决不了。
And all three of them, submissive to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they end up with a beautiful story. Onesimus goes back to Philemon. Philemon's happy. Onesimus is happy. And Paul is happy. What a wonderful story.
因为他们那个三个人都顺服在主耶稣基督之下，然后呢，所以这个故事呢就一个美丽的结局。然后呢，腓利门呢，饶恕了阿尼西姆，阿尼西姆呢就回到了腓利门那里。这样呢，使得保罗也高兴，腓利门也高兴，阿尼西姆也高兴，这是一个很美的故事。
Remember now that often reconciliation is not that cheap. It's not always that easy.
所以呢，实际上呢，你要大家记住这个重归于好这样的一件事呢，并不是说就是通常是那么容易，通常的那么代价那么小。
And he said, Lord, I'm thankful for what you have done for me. Therefore, I will do what is right for others as well.
这个意思就是跟主说，那主，我非常感恩您对我如此之好，所以呢，为了顺服您，我也要对其他的人一样的好。
So, verse 21 then says, confident of your obedience, Philemon, I write to you knowing that you will do even more than I ask.
所以第二句说呢，腓利门，我写信给你呢，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。
So, stories like this are very, very good, very encouraging.
所以故事像这样呢，就是非常非常好的，非常非常令人鼓舞。
I heard a story about a man who was preaching as a policeman. He was preaching to some of the prisoners in his town.
所以呢，我听到过这样一个故事，这个那个传道人他是个警察，所以他对在他当地的镇上的那个监狱里的囚犯传道。
And one of the prisoners became a Christian, and they both were in the same assembly.
所以呢，其中一个囚犯呢，就成为了基督徒，然后他们两个人呢，都在一个教会里。
And they both rejoiced in the Lord together. The prisoner said, that man used to be the policeman who arrested me and sent me to prison.
因为他们实际上在教堂里呢非常和谐非常快乐，因为那个囚犯说，这个警察就是那个把我抓着投进监狱里的那个警察。And
now he's my brother, and the other man, the policeman, said he used to be a prisoner. Now he's my brother, and they lived happily together in spite of the fact that they had been on opposite sides. They were opposed, but Jesus brought them together.
实际上那个囚犯就说呢，现在呢，他就是我的弟兄了。然后那个警察也跟说，哎，他曾经是个囚犯，嗯，现在呢，他也成了我的囚犯，成了我的弟兄。所以我们现在呢，在神的家里非常高兴。我们曾经是对立的，我们但是呢，主耶稣基督呢，把我们带在一起，让我们
So Paul wrote the letter to Philemon. What do you think he thought Philemon would do?
所以呢，保罗呢写封信给腓利门，他说你认为腓利门会怎么做呢？
Philemon could have said yes. Philemon could have said no.
所以腓利门可能说呢，好，我照办，或者说呢，我不管你，我不照办。
As a matter of fact, it would be very easy for Philemon to say no. He could have said, Paul, you don't know how bad I was treated by Onesimus.
所以呢，对腓利门来说很容易说，不遵守使徒保罗。他就说呢，保罗，你不知道那个阿尼西姆对我有多坏。
He could have said, Paul, you don't know how often I went out of my way to forgive that man and he treated me in just a terrible way. I can't forgive him. I won't forgive him.
所以呢，是这，腓利门也可能这样说，说你知道我原来给我他多少次吗？但是每一次呢，他都对我很坏，对我很恶劣。但是呢，我你想象去再去宽恕这么一个人是很难的一件事，我不想宽恕。
But Paul goes on in verse 22, and he says this. He says, one thing more, prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers.
所以第二十二节说呢，此外你还要给我预备住处，因为我盼望藉着你们的祷告必蒙恩到你们那里去。
See, Paul's basically saying, I'm prepared to do it right. And I believe that you will do it right. And I'm sending Onesimus back to you because it's right. And we're all family together. Remember, I'm coming to see you. Take one of those rooms in your house. Get it ready for me. Because when I come to Colossae, I'm staying in your house.
所以实际上是这么说，那我准备去做正确的事，你也要去做正确的事，我把安尼西姆呢，安尼西姆也要去做正确的事，我把安尼西姆送回去呢，你要做正确的事，你要好好接待他。实际上呢，我跟你说呢，我是要将来有一天我要到你们那个哥伦西去的，所以在哥伦西去的时候呢，你把你家里一个客房准备好，因为我到哥伦西的时候呢，我要住在你家。
Well, this is the way it should be, isn't it?
这就是我们应该有的方式，是不是？
If there's been a problem, then in humility, what the church does, what the Christian does, is try to solve that problem God's way.
所以这就是我们在神家里的处事的方式。如果那里真有问题的话，我们都要谦卑自己。 我们都谦卑自己呢，解决这个问题呢，用神的方式来解决存在的这个问题。It
wasn't easy for Philemon. It wasn't easy for Onesimus. It wasn't easy for Paul. But it was God's way, and it had to be done. Praise the Lord! It was done. It was right.
所以呢，对那个腓利门那是不容易，对安西姆那是不容易。 在使徒保罗上同样是不容易，但是这个问题存在了，必须要解决。所以我们要感谢赞美主，我们要以主神的方式来解决这样的问题。And
verse 23 is an interesting verse. It says, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner for Christ Jesus, sends you greetings, and so do Mark and Aristarchus and Demas and Luke, my fellow workers.
所以第二十三节呢是非常有趣的一句经文，为基督耶稣与我同证间的以巴弗问你安，与我同工的马可、亚利达古、迪马、路加也都问你安。So
here are five men: Epaphras, Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke. Five men.
所以这里有五个人，五个人呢，第一个是。 以巴弗，第二个是那马可，第三个呢是亚里达古，第四个迪马，第五个是路加。Who
were they?
他们是谁呢？
Well, they were Paul's fellow workers, but in this particular instance, they were all witnesses to the responsibility that Philemon had to Onesimus, and Onesimus had to Philemon.
实际上，这五个人呢，他们是使徒保罗的同工，但是同样呢，他们是安尼西姆和腓利门之间，腓利门和安尼西姆之间重归于好的这个关系的见证人。Now,
if Onesimus didn't take the letter and go back in a humble way, all these five would say, Onesimus, what's the matter with you? Why didn't you do what was right?
所以呢，如果说 安尼西姆他带着这封信回去的时候，他不是以一种谦卑的方式去的话，这五个人都会说：“安尼西姆，你有什么问题吗？ 你为什么不去做正确的事儿呢？
On the other hand, if Philemon didn't do what was right and didn't receive Onesimus, these five men would say, Philemon, you knew the justice, you knew the responsibility of that letter. Philemon, why didn't you live up to it?
因为如果腓利门呢，他不接受安尼西姆的，这五个人会说啊，腓利门你怎么了？你知道什么是正确，知道是什么公义的，你知道应该去怎么对待安尼西姆，但是为什么你不去自己活出来呢？
Why do we do what is right?
为什么我们要做正确的事儿呢？
Well, we do what is right because Jesus says do what is right.
我们去做正确的事，就是因为主耶稣基督说你去做正确的事。
But sometimes we do it also just because somebody else is watching.
所以有时候呢，我们去做正确的事呢，是因为有些人在看着我们。
Okay, so, if you're going to do something wrong, make sure that there's a nice Christian watching you, and he'll say, "What are you doing that for?" Oh, you'll say, oh, yeah, okay, I won't do that.
所以当你去干坏事的时候，你要确保有一个基督徒呢，他在看着你。他说，哎，你为什么要干坏事呢？你就会说，哦，对不起，对不起，我不应该做这样的事情。
Is that why Christians travel together?
所以这就是为什么基督徒通常在一起。
And the answer is yes, that's often why we travel together.
这是答案是的，实际是为什么，这就是其中原因之一，为什么我们一起出行。
It's a wonderful thing to be able to say, I can't do that bad thing because my Christian friend beside me would see me do it. I can't do that.
所以呢，这是一件很奇妙的事。如果说呢，我不能干那件坏事，因为我的基督徒朋友跟我在一起，所以他看着我，我不能干那件坏事。
So Christian friendship and Christian fellowship and Christian togetherness is often a very powerful incentive for us to do things not just well, but to do them best.
因为呢，基督徒之间的这个友谊啊，这个团契了。这个聚在一起呢，对我们都是非常有益的。这个不光是呢防止我们去干坏事，而且更是呢让我们把事情做得更好。
But each of these five were also fellow workers with the Apostle Paul, so they were examples for Philemon and Onesimus to follow.
所以实际上使徒保罗选择这五个人呢。同样呢，是给那个阿尼西姆和腓利门做出一个榜样，让他们去效法的一个榜样。
And the last line then is, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit."
你最后一句经文呢，是愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你们心里。
What is meant by that?
这个什么意思呢？
Well, many things, but one of them is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, Philemon, is with you to the point where you can do this.
因为这个意思呢，就是主耶稣基督的恩典呢，是跟腓利门在一起的，在腓利门里面，所以腓利门呢就可以去做这件事。
Philemon could easily have said, I don't want to forgive him.
所以腓利门呢，非常容易的说呢，我不想饶恕阿尼西姆。
Philemon easily could have said, "I can't afford to forgive him."
所以呢，腓利门可能很容易的说呢，我负不起这个饶恕他的这个责任。
Paul said, "Remember, Philemon, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient for you, so that you can forgive him." So that you can be delivered from that debt that's there. God is able, Philemon, remember, the grace of the Lord is with you.
所以呢，使徒保罗跟腓利门说，腓利门你要记住，主耶稣基督的恩典在你里面已经是足够了，充充足足的，所以有这样的恩典呢，你就可以去饶恕那个阿尼西姆，你就能够做那样的事儿，因为不是你呢，是神能够做这样的事儿，所以你饶恕他。
All right, so that's the story of reconciliation. How to make things right when they started out so very wrong.
这就是一个重归于好的故事，就是说当一切都不对的时候，在这个故事里怎么样把一切的错误都纠正过来，让人重归于好。
All right, so that's the end of this very little book. I've gone over it quickly. Maybe there are some questions on the concepts or the book that we can spend a little bit of time discussing.
这是一本小的书，然后我们很快的就把它读完了。然后这个呢，对大家对这个上下文之间的这些相关的一些问题正好现在可以提出来，大家有什么问题现在可以问。
Any question?
任何的问题大家有。
While you're thinking about a question, I'm going to go back to a question that Cindy asked us last week. Cindy's...对，
那你们大家思考有没有问题的时候呢，要回到上个星期 Cindy 问的那个问题。
Cindy's question that I think came from Steve was, how is it that the Lord would say, I don't know what specific hour it will be when the Son of Man returns? The Lord has kept that for himself. Even though I'm God's son, I don't know the answer to that question.
让呢 Cindy 的问题呢是他儿子 Steve 问的。这个问题就是说呢，在那个时候，就是说人子在来的时候，那个确切的时间，为什么连那个神，就是他是神的儿子，他都不知道，只有主知道，只有父神知道。
And the answer that I gave last week was what I consider a weak answer, but it was that though Jesus Christ was the Son of God, he allowed himself to not be privy to that particular data.
实际上呢，上次我给的答案呢，不是一个很长的答案。像这个答案呢，就是说呢，主耶稣基督他尽管他是神的儿子，他自己选择了不去知道那个确切的时间。
When he became a man, he limited himself in some ways, and one of the ways was he limited himself that he was not going to be privy to or know precisely when he would return.
实际上呢，当他成为一个人的时候，道成肉身的时候呢，他把他自己的那个能力限制在一个范围之内。就像这种情况，他把他的能力限制在不去知道确切的人子要来的那个时刻。
Could he have known if it was important that he know?
那如果他真的知道这个很重要吗？
And the answer is, of course he could have known. But God said, you don't need to know. And he said, the Lord said, I don't need to know. And in this particular case, he didn't need to know. He didn't know.
那实际上他当然他要知道呢，这也是很重要的。但是呢，神跟他说呢，你现在不需要知道。所以呢，主耶稣就选择说呢，如果我现在不需要知道，那我就不知道。
Now from an intellectual point of view, we find that hard to understand. If he's God, how can he be limited in what he knows?
从那个智力上去 理解呢，对大家来说这是非常难以理解的。如果主耶稣基督真是神，他怎么可能不知道呢？
But if he didn't need to know the hour, we don't need to know the answer to the question.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督呢，他不需要知道那个确切的时刻呢，所以呢，我们也不需要知道这个问题的答案。
If we're diligent students of the scriptures, the Lord will teach us what we need to know, but he won't necessarily teach us what we don't need to know.
所以呢，如果我们是勤奋的学习圣经的学生呢，主耶稣基督呢，他神就会教导我们我们需要理解的事情，而不是说我们要去理解一些我们不需要理解的事。
So that's only an incomplete answer, Cindy, but it's just about as much as I was able to learn, and I'm satisfied that I don't need to know more.
所以呢，这就是呢，对于 Cindy 来说，可能不是一个很完整的答案，但这就是我学习圣经学习出来的。我非常满意，我也非常高兴，我不需要去知道我不需要知道的事情。
All right, so that's as much as I can answer, because it's as much as I know.
因为这就是我能够所做的回答，也就是我所知的。
Thank you, Harold. This morning, Steve go to school and ask me, you remember today, you asked me, Harold, today, I asked you the question. I was okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions now this afternoon?
就是大家还有其他的问题吗？
Put your question hats on.
有问题举手。
All right, let me answer a general question, and that is, how do we know how to act in each situation?
因为我来回答一个普遍的一个问题，就是说我们在每种情况下，我们应该怎么样去行动？
And one of the reasons we have so many stories in the Bible is that we can learn from the story how we should act in similar circumstances.
所以呢，在圣经里有这么多的故事的一个原因呢，就是说，我们当遇到类似的情况的时候，我们知道怎么样按圣经里的故事的方式去行动。
In the Word of God, it is very, very often required that we respond wisely to circumstances we've never been in before.
因为实际上呢，在那个学习神的话的时候呢，我们就是说，我们在一个我们从来没有遇到的情况的这种环境下，我们怎么应该去反应、去行动？
And so we're very often asking the question, what would Jesus do if he were in that circumstance?
所以我们通常呢都会问自己这样一个问题，如果主耶稣基督处在这种情况下，他会怎么做？
But sometimes it's easier to get the answer if we ask the question, what did David do? What did Moses do? What did Abraham do?And we often get a story, one did it right, one did it wrong. The stories are there to give us directions in life.
所以呢，有时候呢，我们这样去问问题呢，通常很容易得到答案。一个呢，就是说大卫会怎么做，第二个呢，就是摩西会怎么做，或者说亚伯拉罕会怎么做。 所以呢，我们知道有些人他做对了，有些人做错了，所以我们就知道，该怎么去做。
So that's why we have so many stories in the Bible.
这就是为什么我们在圣经里有这么多的故事。
And sometimes I have to say to myself, Harold, if you, excuse me, if you knew the stories better, you'd know how to behave better.
有时候我会跟自己说呢 ，Harold， 如果你很了解这个故事呢，那么你的行为呢可能会更好一些。
We want to do what is right, but if we know the stories, it's going to be a whole lot easier for us to know what is right.
因为我们想要去做正确的事，我如果我们很了解这样的故事呢，对我们来说就比较容易去做正确的事。
My friend was reading his Bible many years ago, and he read a verse that simply says that in these circumstances, the seller will sell, the buyer will buy, and both will be happy.
因为我的朋友呢，他很久之前他读他的圣经的时候呢，他读到这样一件事，就是说呢，这种情况下呢，那个卖方呢会卖。那个买方呢也会来买，所以他买卖双方呢都会很满意，很高兴。
He looked at that verse, he looked at the circumstances, and he said, you know, I think that I should sell. And what he did was he sold his company. He had several stores, and he sold all those stores.
等到读到那句经文以后呢，他说我现在呢应该卖，所以呢他把他的公司给卖了，他的公司呢有很多分店商店，所以他把那连着那些分店商店和公司一起给卖了。
And a few years later, he said, that's the wisest thing that I did. I did the right thing. I followed the principles that I saw in scripture. I saw the example. I read the verse. I said, that's what I've got to do.
那几年以后呢，他说我做出了正确的决定，因为呢，我读了这些经文，这些经文呢告诉我呢应该卖。所以呢，我就遵循了这个经文你所讲的事情，我就把我所有的东西都卖掉了，这就是正确。
So when it comes to the principles of reconciliation, the story of Philemon and Onesimus is very good for us to remember.
所以呢，如果这个故事是这样的呢，我们当要重归于好的时候呢，这个腓利门呐、阿尼西姆啊，这个故事呢是一个很好的故事，你要把它记住。
All right, any other question that we could consider this afternoon?
所以呢，大家目前为止也还有没有想出一些问题了？今天下午可以回答了。
All right, that's good. We don't have lots of questions today. I'm just not sure where we should be heading next. I'm going to at least just read a couple of verses from the next book, which is Hebrews.
Hebrews is
a very important book for us to understand, but it's one of the most difficult books to understand. And go ahead.
所以如果大家没有问题的话呢，我准备读下一本书，读几节经文。希伯来书呢是一本非常重要的书，但也是一本呢非常难讲的一本书。
All right. So, the book of Hebrews was written by somebody we're not told precisely.
所以呢，希伯来书呢是某一个人写的，但是我们不确定是谁写的。
We assume that it was written by the Apostle Paul, But there's no absolute proof of that.
所以我们就假设这是使徒保罗写的，但是没有绝对的证据证明是使徒保罗写的。
But the principles of Hebrews are very delightful and very important. Just read the first verse and a half with me.
因为实际上呢，这个里面所讲的这些规律呢，是非常有帮助的，也是非常令人高兴的。所以我先给大家读一节经文。
It says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
第一节和第二节刚才说呢，神既在古时藉着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世藉着他儿子晓谕我们。
Now the problem, of course, is that many people reject the fact that he spoke by his son. The Jewish people say he only spoke by the prophets, but he didn't speak in Jesus.
实际上呢，这里的问题呢，就是很多人他不承认神是借着神的儿子向我们说话的，因为尤其是犹太人，他们犹太人说呢，只是神只是借着众先知向我们说话，他不会借着他的儿子跟我们说话。
Many people say he spoke to the prophets in the past, he spoke by Jesus, and he's going to speak again by many prophets in the future.
然后那些人呢，又一个观点呢，就是说他过去是借着先知说话的，然后也借着主耶稣说话，然后将来呢，他还会借着一些先知说话。
But these verses teach us that in the past, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but his speaking in the Lord Jesus Christ is totally different from what he spoke through the prophets.
于是这两节经文就教导我们，神在古时呢，他是借着众先知向我们说话的，然后呢，现在呢，他是借着主耶稣基督他的儿子跟我们说话，是一种完全不同的方式来跟我们说话，不是像他借着先知那样说的。
Very frequently, the Lord Jesus Christ says that the Old Testament prophets were fulfilled by what Jesus did.
所以呢，通常呢，非常频繁的主耶稣基督说呢，在旧约里的先知的预言，在很多都在主耶稣基督身上实现了。
So these verses are not saying that God, when he spoke to the prophets, was wrong. He's not saying that when he spoke in different ways, that was wrong. He's just saying all of that was preliminary to the fact that God spoke in his Son.
实际上呢，这几节经文呢，并不是说过去神迹之先知所说的话是错的。这里所有要讲的就是说呢，这些在前面急着众先知说的，后面呢，就是在现在，尤其是急着他的儿子向我们说话。
So this line puts into proper context then the entire Bible up to that point.The Old Testament, he was speaking in many ways by many prophets. When you get to the New Testament, he speaks by his Son, and his Son is his most definitive word.
实际上呢，这里讲的呢，就是整个圣经里的结构，就是在旧约里呢，神是藉着众先知向我们说话的。然后你来到新约的时候呢，他是藉着他的儿子主耶稣基督向我们说话的。主耶稣基督向我们说的话，那是决定性的。
The others were not wrong, but when Jesus spoke by him, sorry, when God spoke by his Son, it brought the whole thing clearer together, and it was the culmination of his message.
实际上呢，不是说以前的那先知说的是错的， 就是说当神急着他的儿子主耶稣基督说的是呢，说话的时候呢，把所有的这一切呢非常清晰的放在一起，而且是说是向我们很清楚的说。
The phrase in these last days implies that he is not going to be speaking to us again by the prophets. He speaks to us by his son, and that's the last of his speakings.
这一句经文呢，其实上也暗示我们，神他不会再急着先知对我们说话了。所以他最后是他急着他的儿子主耶稣基督向我们说话呢，这是最后的神向我们说的话，不会再有先知跟我们说话。
So again in verse 1 he said he spoke at many times in various ways, and that's the interesting thing about the Old Testament. It's a story here and a story there. It's a saying here, a saying there. It's a teaching here, a teaching there. One way, another way, he speaks to a man, he speaks through a sermon, he speaks through an action, he speaks through something like the flood. God speaks in many ways. But when it comes to Jesus, he is speaking to us in and through his son.
这里呢就是一个非常有趣的，神迹在过去不同的时间以各种方式借着众先知向父辈说话，这个意思呢就是神呢他会通过一个人去说，或者通过一篇讲道去说，或者通过一个行动来告诉我们，就像神通过那个大洪水的那样事情向我们说话一样。但是呢到了主耶稣基督这里的时候呢，他只是借着他的儿子向我们说话。
Then he gives many reasons why it is important that we listen to the message of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以然后呢他就会给出那样的理由，为什么我们要只听主耶稣基督向我们讲的话。
And the first of these reasons is that he has been appointed heir of all things. Everything points to Jesus.
因为这里的意思就是说呢，神早就已经立了他为承受万有的，所有的一切呢都指向主耶稣基督。
Where are we all going? We're going to meet Jesus.
所以我们要去哪里呢？我们都要去会见主耶稣。
Who is the bridegroom of the church? Jesus.
所以谁是教会的新郎呢？就是主耶稣。
Who is the judge of the Christ rejector?
所以谁是那些拒绝主耶稣基督的审判者呢？
Okay. Everything points toward Jesus. He is the heir of all things.
所以所有的一切呢都指向了主耶稣基督，因为他是那承受万有。
A lot of people say, well, Jesus is interesting, but he's not that important, you know.
所以有些人呢他就说呢，主耶稣基督是很有趣，但是并没有那么重要。
And the answer is, everybody is going somewhere.
所以答案是呢，每个人呢都会去某一个地方。
And you get on the highway and somebody passes you and they're speeding and you say, what are you doing? And they say, I've got an important appointment. I am going to this particular thing. Where they're going is important to them.
实际上呢，当你在高速公路上开车的时候呢，一个人从你旁边超车，他超速超车，你说你在干嘛？他说我有一个非常重要的事情要去做，所以呢我必须赶紧去，所以每个人呢都是在去做一件事情，朝一个地方走。
And the only thing that's important for you and me as to where we're going is Jesus.
所以对你我来说唯一的重要的事情呢，就是我们要去的那个方向 就是去到主耶稣基督那里。
Now the Christ rejecter, the unbelieving world, they dismiss that completely.
所以那些拒绝主耶稣基督的和这个不信的世人呢，他们完全错过了这些。
And many people who call themselves Christians dismiss it as well.
有很多自己他们说他是基督徒的人呢，也没有也是错过了这个点。
All that matters is Jesus.
所以所有的都是主耶稣基督才是最重要。
The reason is because he is the heir of all things. Marvelous.
所以呢原因呢就是主耶稣基督他是那个承受万有的，就是非常的。
The Christian radio program, has a line and it simply says this.It's all about Jesus.
有一个是广播节目呢，是基督徒的一个广播节目，他有这么一句话，他说呢，所有的都是关于主耶稣基督的。
And if you tell people about the marvelous message of the Bible, all you've got to do is focus on Jesus. Everything points to Jesus.
如果你要跟别人讲圣经里面神奇的事呢，你必须跟他们讲主耶稣基督，因为所有的一切呢都指向了主耶稣基督。
Some people come to my door and I say, who are you? And they say, we're Jehovah Witnesses. And I say to them, I thought you should be Jesus Witnesses. What's the matter with you?
所以呢有些人呢他们跑到我们家来敲我的门，我问他说你们是谁，他们说我们是耶和华见证人，所以我说你们有什么问题吗，你们应该是主耶稣基督的见证人。
Jesus said in Acts 1:8, you shall be witnesses unto me. They say, no, no, we're witnesses unto Jehovah, but that's not what the Bible says.The Bible says that everything is pointing to Jesus. Don't ever forget that. Keep that paramount in your thinking. It's all about Jesus.
所以实际上呢，使徒行传第一章第七节说呢，主耶稣基督说你们所要做的见证都是为我做见证。但是他们那些人他却不是，他们说呢，我们是要为耶和华做见证。所以这个呢实际上他们就错过了这个点，所有的一切你生活中所有的一切所有的重点最后都会集中在主耶稣基督那里。
Just to finish off, the contrast is that the first thing is he's heir of all things and the second thing is he made the worlds.
因为这里有两件事，第一件事呢他是全世万有的，第二件事呢他创造了世界。
Is it important that Jesus made the worlds? Sure it is.
所以呢，主耶稣基督创造的世界，这是重要的吗？当然这是重要。
Is it more important that he's the heir of all things? Sure it is.
所以呢，他是承受万有的这件事是非常重要吗？当然这个是非常重要。
Remember, where you're going is more important than where you came from.
所以呢大家记住，你去的地方永远比你来的地方要重要。
And so the book of Hebrews is going to be all about Jesus and what he's going to be doing, why he's there, and it's true that he's the foundation, but the culmination, the ultimate objective is, the ultimate position is,Jesus is the heir of all things. We're all going to meet Jesus. Get your heart right with Jesus.
因为希伯来书整个下面要讲到的都是讲到的主耶稣基督，就是所有的一切最终呢都会集中到主耶稣基督这里。因为这个是为什么呢？因为主耶稣基督他是承受万有的，所以他是既承受这一切都是他的，然后他也是他创造的世界，所以这个你们要在心里呢把这个观点正确的树立起来，所有的一切都只是关于主耶稣基督。
Well, that's our story for today. Let's ask the Lord to bless us and we'll carry on.
因为这就是我们今天的故事，我们祈求神来赐福我们，然后我们再继续。
Lord, we've come this afternoon to thank you for Jesus.
主啊，今天下午我们来到这里是要向您献上感恩，为了主耶稣基督。
It's true that he's the one who made the world.
这是真理，因为是他创造的世界。
It's true that he's the one who died on the cross to save us.
这同样是真理呢，他在十字架上为我们而死，来拯救我们。
But Lord, from a practical point of view, it's imperative that we recognize that we are all heading toward him because he is the heir of all things, including us.
你从那个时间的观点来讲呢，主啊，我们现在所有的一切，我们所做的一切都是最后都是归向主耶稣基督的，因为他就是那个承受万有一切的。
Thanks, Lord, for your goodness. Bless us. Help us to understand your truth. Help us to live your truth. Thank you for today.
主啊，请您赐福给我们，帮助我们理解您的真理，帮助我们，我们一切求您继续赐福给我们。
We thank you now in Jesus' name.
我们向您献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you all again.